You're with Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
How much longer can people last under this lockdown? What gets wound back first? When might we go back to school? We are joined this afternoon by the Victorian Premier, Dan Andrews. A big welcome, Premier. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Raf.
How much longer do you think people can cope with the lockdown?
Well, look, Raf, I want to say to all of your listeners how grateful we are for the fact that the vast majority of people are doing as they've been asked to do. They're doing the right thing. They're protecting our health system by staying at home. These restrictions are not easy. No one's enjoying them, but they are working. And whilst these numbers are very encouraging, just one extra case today, despite the fact that we did the best part of 10,000 tests across the weekend, that's not an invitation to wind all this back. That'll just mean we finish up in a New York sort of scenario. But it is encouraging. It's certainly much better than the inevitable, and the modelling that the Chief Health Officer released today showed us what we would have had. That's literally tens of thousands of cases, tens of thousands of people in hospital, and thousands of people dying. So I'm very grateful for the fact that people continue to do the right thing. And that's what we have to, we have to, I think all of us agree, that's far better than the alternative. Sure.
But don't you also need to give a bit of hope and say, look, in 3 weeks, we're looking at lifting X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, look, what I've said today and what I would again repeat for your listeners is that if we continue to see this sort of stability, very few new cases because people are doing the right thing, then that will give us options around about the 11th of May when the second state of emergency would be due to be renewed. Those options, I know it's frustrating. You'd love me to be able to give you an absolutely definitive date, a series of milestones between now and then, and then a bit of a shopping list, if you like, of the different things we might do.
You might help engender more social consensus if you give people some idea of what the reward might be.
Well, we're certainly keen to make sure that we've got as much consensus and as much buy-in and as much cooperation as possible. But at the same time, though, I'm acutely conscious, Raf, not to be making promises that I can't keep. And if I could give people an absolutely definitive answer to those questions, I would. What I would say, though, is I think if we can continue to see a high degree of compliance, people doing the right thing, the numbers remaining stable and low, then I think some of the social restrictions, so some of the recreational and sporting activity that we've said can't happen, some of the reasons for leaving your home, some of the limitations around the number of people that can be together at any one time, some of those social restrictions, rather than the big economic play, you know, cafes, restaurants, bars, pubs, I think that that's the space in which we would look to try and wind back. But you've got to be very careful.
Can I just be clear about what people are hearing, Premier? Sounds like you're saying maybe we'd be able to have a meeting with more than one other person, and we might be able to do sports that we can't do now. Are they the first things to unwind?
Well, I think they're probably the lowest risk, and that's what you've got to be guided by. The last thing we want to do is give back all the progress that we've made. And if we were to turn around and say, okay, numbers are reasonably stable, let's open up all the restaurants again. We saw in northwest Tasmania, no criticism of Tasmania, but we saw just not this weekend but the weekend before how quickly this can get away from you. Turn your TV on, have a look at the rest of the world. They wish they were in the position that we're in. As frustrating and as difficult as it is, they would swap with us in a heartbeat.
Yes.
They just would. So we've got to be very careful not to give back all the gains that we've made.
Do you think the consensus is eroding? Someone in the opposition was questioning the BS that you and Brett Sutton are telling us, and were questioning whether or not Brett Sutton provides independent advice. Is that proof of an eroding consensus?
Well, I think there's a far greater and far more important consensus, Raf, and that's not so much whatever opposition politicians have to say. They're not particularly relevant to the work I'm doing or relevant to keeping people safe. The broader consensus is the fact that 90%+ of people are doing the right thing, and I'm deeply grateful to them. I'm impressed by it. I'm proud of it, in fact.
It's a bit unusual, isn't it? Normally in politics, you only need about 60 or 70% of the people to support. You need 100% support in something like this, don't you?
Well, I suppose this is not about politics, and it's not normal. In any way, this is very much uncharted territory. And look, I think all of us have to understand that if we let our frustrations get the better of us, if we wind these restrictions back too quickly, this will get away from us. And this is, and it's not just me saying this, Raf. This is the international. This is the international evidence. There's a number of countries that had restrictions even beyond us. They've wound them back. It's now got away from them, and they've had to go to an even harder lockdown. So not only have they given back all their gains, they've actually had to go a step further. To, for instance, Spain have just come off, I think, 6 weeks where people, no one could leave their home.
Yes.
Singapore is thought they had this under control. They eased back, and now they've had to put in place even tougher measures. I think there is an issue about keeping faith with people, having people remain committed, but at the same time, let's not make false promises or give people false hope that this is going to end anytime soon. That's not the way global pandemics work.
Dan Andrews is with us, the Premier of Victoria. Premier, I've seen pictures of empty racks at Box Hill Hospital of personal protective equipment for the people who need to clean the hospital. If we've got problems with the supply of personal protective gear, can we actually have elective surgery soon?
Well, a couple of points there. Firstly, individual hospitals may have some shortages, but the overall supply, we're doing everything we can to get as much equipment out to hospitals as quickly as possible. I think your listeners understand, Raf, that literally everybody in the world wants the same products at the same time. And some of the global supply chains that we would rely upon every day aren't really working the way that you would hope. But we've had big orders placed, and many of them have actually landed. And we move to get that important equipment out to hospitals as quickly as we possibly can. On the second point around elective surgery, it was cancelled for very good reason. Except for those who are most urgent, National Cabinet tomorrow, with the input from the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, and all Chief Health Officers from around the country, will talk about what's possible. I want to get surgery back going as quickly as possible. I want to expand the number of people that are getting their surgery rather than having to wait. But again, that's got to be done very carefully as well. I don't want to be booking surgeries and then having to cancel them. That's when you start, I think, to undermine the community's confidence. As difficult as this is, it's better if there's some sense of certainty rather than chopping and changing all the time.
Have you done enough to make sure people who clean hospitals and work in them have the protective gear they need?
My advice is yes, but there will be, from time to time, there will be shortages at individual hospitals, and that's why we've got an army of people working to get materials out to people, to get the equipment out to people. Look, it's not an easy task. Nothing about this is, but I think we're equal to it, and we've got the stockpile. We've got orders that are arriving literally every single day. And look, we're working very closely with the Commonwealth Government on that too.
Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.